Relationships 101.
What's up, Relationships 101 fans? Yep, it's me, your girl, Miss Minnie, back with a brand new episode featuring my co-host, Big Chewy the Dawn. So thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you, as always, to the friends, the family, and the fans. Happy New Year to everyone. I'm glad everyone is safe and doing well during these difficult times we are still in. But here go, Relationships 101 with a brand new episode. And what I want to talk to you guys about, is no other than February 14th. Some of you may fuck with it, some of you may not. But let Miss Minnie tell you this. Whether you have a significant other in your life or not, celebrate it. Yeah, for a person like me, I really take Valentine's Day seriously because I have kids. I have someone to love unconditionally who's going to love me back. So that day means a lot to me. No, you don't have to just show it on one day. Yesterday is celebrated all year. But just on that one day, you know, you get showered with, you know, nice things. I tend to do nice things for my kids, you know, aunt or siblings, you know. I'm an auntie, so my nieces, you know, things like that. So do things for whom grows that flower or heart in your life that makes you want to get someone something. And let me let you guys know, it's not always something materialistically. Like, give me you. Give me your time, your attention. It doesn't have to be a materialistic thing, because you never know, somebody finances them. As many never been the type that wants a person to overdo boundaries or overstep financially what they cannot do. And ladies, that leads me to my next thing. Stop asking the guy to go way out for you when you know you would not do the same. Like, what? Like, the fuck are we doing? Like, stop doing that. Like, you have to meet a person in the middle halfway. Stick to your budget. Like, shouldn't nobody be going broke trying to impress nobody on Valentine's Day? Because if you was fucking with that person before, you already know how they move when it comes to you and the things that they will do or sacrifice. You know what I'm saying? So let's not stress about it and do too much where it put us in a debt trying to impress someone. If you're going to find new love in this month, I pray that God blesses that union for you. Everybody deserves to be happy. So let's keep it gangster, keep it moving. Let's do it. If you may have fell out with some people starting to act funny, move shady, fuck them. Middle finger to you. Like, we have to really start realizing when it's time for you to put the peace sign up and exit yourself and remove yourself from someone's life. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes you ran your course with somebody, and that's okay too. Just make sure, no matter whatever relationship you in, friendship or partner, that you take something from that relationship that helps you with your next one. But if you're gonna get the hotel suite, you're gonna decorate it, kudos. I hope y'all have a hell of a night. Have the wine, have the candles, have the flowers, the rose petals, whatever your significant other likes, or person whom you spending that extravagant day with, is happy. Both of y'all happy. Ladies, that bring me to my next thing, and fellas, because a lot of the fellas don't be saying, like, it's some ladies like me who believe in this, but fellas deserve to be happy too. And
relationships. It's not just a female. It's not no happy wife, happy life. It's happy male, happy female, happy wife, happy husband. Like, it's not one-sided. I do know that Ms. Minnie always says that, like, with dealing with a guy, I want to make sure that he's happy, that I'm instilling in him, I'm encouraging him as well to be better. I'm boosting his confidence as well as he's doing the same with mine. But, you know, we have a lot of people that's only worried about self. When you combine and become one, it's no longer self, it's us. So if you have someone that's speaking with a me mentality instead of us, it's time to self-evaluate. We all, at some point in time, and I know I said this before, need to learn to self-evaluate ourselves and see what more we can do to improve or better within ourselves or relationships in our kids' lives, with our jobs, so forth and so forth. But for Valentine's Day, I'm going to just tell you guys this. Fuck with those that fuck with you, or fuck with those who already been fucking with you. Show them that they're appreciated, not just on this day, but each day. You know, send that, you know, message, hey, how are you? You know, just thinking about you type shit. You know, if you might want to mend something because this is a love month, by all means, do so. We all make mistakes. Nobody is perfect. But you have to find a perfect person for you. And it's okay to make mistakes as long as we are mature enough to realize that mistakes can be fixed. And things have to grow and change and get better over time. But if you're allowing it to. So sometimes ask God to pour into certain situations that you may need help and assistance with to be a better person for yourself and family members, friends, kids, whomever. But if you're going to spend Valentine's Day fucking it up, you're going to be out with your girls, with your fellas. By all means, do what you want to do that makes you happy on this day, like, or this month. Like, make sure that you're happy with however your Valentine's Day go. But don't force no shit. If you hit up a motherfucker and they like, oh yeah, we're going to do this, that, and the third, and then here goes Sunday the 13th, and this motherfucker ain't saying nothing all weekend, fuck them. Peace sign to you. Deuces to you. Like, it shouldn't be where we pulling teeth, where it's like, I got to beg to spend time with you on this day. Like, it should never feel like that. Like, and fellas, I really want y'all, like, make some plans, baby. Be a little romantic, you know what I'm saying? Treat your girl to something. Not saying blow your pockets, but sometimes, fellas, how about y'all take the initiative and want to do something nice for a lady? I want that hotel scene, baby. One day. Miss Minnie wanted one day. Like, for real. But no matter what you're going to do, even to those who don't really celebrate it, please don't put a damp on nobody else's motherfucking day by saying, oh, it's just a day because you ain't find a motherfucker that make you happy and you ain't got nobody to spend it with. If you're that motherfucking lonely, then you really need to evaluate yourself. But don't shit on nobody else's Valentine's Day because, for one, you don't have a Valentine. And nobody asked. That's not all of our problem. Like, do your V-Day how you want to do it. What Jocelyn say, do it like it's your B-Day. Do it like it's your V-Day is what I'm going to say, because it's your motherfucking day, your month. You do what you want to do. Shout out to my son, whose birthday will be February the 19th. My son turned a big 1-3, preteen, 13, Pisces. Son, CJ, it's going to be his birthday. We're going to turn up. So I thank God for all things is going to work out in my favor to, you know, to support myself for his birthday. By all things, all means, I know it's going to be epic for him, no matter what I'm able to do. And I'm thankful for that in advance. So to the listeners, to our recurring fans, old fans, our whole support system, as many thanks you guys from the bottom of my heart for always tuning in, for being a listening ear, for taking the time out to listen to me with your busy days. I love you guys. Mwah. Hugs and kisses to the friends and family and the fans. If nobody told y'all they love y'all today, I love you. But on this Valentine's Day, knowing with the times we're living in, where we lost a lot of people due to COVID and it's new variants out, guys, please, if you're comfortable enough, please get the vaccine if you want. If you think it's going to benefit you and your household, by all means, do so. Still wear your face coverings when you're going outside. When you see your loved ones, your family members and friends, tell them you love them, because tomorrow is not promised. And to those who I know I matter to in your life and my life, I really appreciate you guys for being in my life, for being a listening ear, for being supportive of me and this show. I really do appreciate it. To the new listeners coming in, thank you so much. Please follow us on all major platforms. On Instagram, you can follow us on DMV Sound. or my page, Miss Minnie 87. You can also follow Big Chewy the Don on Facebook. Click that like for the Relationships 101 page. Also, Minnie Love page. And like that Records DC page. Thank you guys so much. Shout out to the homies, the fellas, the family at Like That Records DC. Shout out to Birthday Boy One on his brand new single featuring Jada Kiss. That single is One Time. Shout out to Young Gangsta. Keep doing your thing. Shout out to Ja Moon. Shout out to No Other Than Big Chewy the Don. Keith Keith. We out here. Miss Minnie. I salute you fellas. Thank you so much for letting me be a part of the team. Thank you for taking my advice. Thank you guys for looking for my input. Just wanting me to be a part of it. I thank you guys so much from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys. And like I said, make sure you enjoy your Valentine's Day. Ladies, have a good time. Make sure you wash your kitty, nair, whatever you got to do. Get your smell good. Get your lingerie, your drawers, your fuzzy slippers, your robe. Get your hair nice. Get your toes done. Eyebrows arched. Whatever you want to do, no matter if you're going to do all this shit for you, just do it. Fellas, you want to get the, you know, your shape up, your hair done, fresh cologne. You want to get a bottle. You want to go out with your fellas. You want to get a pair of new J's, new Nikes, new outfits for the ladies and the fellas. You know, spend it with your kids, spend it by yourself, spend it binge watching, watching movies. I just pray that y'all do it for the way that you want to do it. You want to do it and, you know what I'm saying? Let somebody else feel good by all means. You want to do it, make yourself feel good by all means. You want to get a hotel and be at that motherfucker by yourself, enjoying it by all means. There's no price on peace. And you should be peaceful during this day. There should be no bickering, no hooping and holler. Oh, this motherfucker ain't want to get the kids because he knew it was Valentine's Day with this baby mother being bitter because I'm taking my new bitch out. Like, look, bitch, get your shit together. Nigga, get your shit together. Let everybody enjoy it how they want to enjoy it. Don't let nobody fuck it up. Don't let nobody ruin your day, ruin your month, ruin your B-day. Do it how you got to do it. If you got to have these conversations ahead of time, like, look, I'm trying to do woo-woo-woo, have them conversations because a motherfucker will really try to get under your skin and not let you be able to do the plans that you wanted to do. Like, that's not what we're doing this year. We matching energy. We are still want to be respectful, but matching energy and treat each other with the same respect you would want somebody to treat you. So please don't no bitter ass baby mothers or bitter ass baby fathers fuck up nobody Valentine's Day. But ladies, make sure you got all your shit in order that you want that's gonna make you happy. Fellas, you make sure you do the same and get the shit that's gonna make you happy. I don't give a fuck if you wanna be in your house playing your brand new video game. Nigga, do you with your weed, your drink, your lady sitting beside you. If y'all gotta do this shit in the house, do it by all means. You gotta decorate your own motherfucking room. You do it. Dollar Tree got some popping ass items. Target got the little 1, 2, 3, 4, $5 section. Do what the fuck you gotta do. Family Dollar. Like, we ain't gotta really go out of pocket with this shit, but do it with the right intentions for somebody you know really genuinely cares and fucks with you. And that's the motherfucking message. Like, let's not let nobody else try to tell us how to do our Valentine's Day. If it makes you happy, baby, be happy. And that's just as simple as it could be. Oh, Jizzle, thank you so much for putting out that announcement of a new show. I really appreciate you. Oh, Jizzle, you funny as hell. I hope you ain't going to be with too many trick bars, but if that's what you want to do, Miss Minnie ain't going to hold you. Oh, Jizzle, out here and on the strip, on the street. If y'all see Oh, Jizzle, please tell him Miss Minnie said what's up. Like, and I wish him a happy new year. Oh, Jizzle, thank you for always calling into the show because you make the show. I really appreciate that you've been a part of this family. Don't think we forgot about you, Oh, Jizzle. We ain't forget about you, Chewy. We ain't forget about him, right? You know what I'm saying? We are here. You know, y'all know Chewy gonna put his 2 cents in with this. I don't know what he might say. We never know what Chewy gonna say. But this was just Miss Minnie take on it. Please make sure that no matter what you do in life, you're doing it with all the right intentions and you're doing it because it makes you happy. If you're not happy, how can you make somebody else happy? We all have dealt with a situation where we had to heal from something. But as long as once we were healing from something, we learned and evolved into something even better, you know, where it helps us in the long run. Everything should be a life lesson with the people you bring in and out of your life. And I'm praying that, you know, those individuals who are going to come into your life come with the right intentions, like by all means. But on this Valentine's Day, no matter what you want to do, no matter how much money you want to spend, make sure it makes you happy or your significant other happy, or your kids, because it's nothing like seeing those you love and care about happy. This day is not just for women. Fellas, this day is for you as well. Ladies, don't be selfish. Get your man something, or just treat him nice in the house, his favorite meal. You know, fellas, this message for you too. Fix your lady's her favorite meal. Or ladies, fix your man his famous meal. Y'all be in the house chilling, wine, music, a bubble bath, a massage. Like, it could be something so slight, because a woman really appreciates the little things, and I'm one of them. I appreciate the little things of time spent, the effort you put in to spend time with me, to let me know that I'm a part of your day, a part of your world, that you want me there. You know what I'm saying? If, you know, you have a significant other or a person you want to spend it with and they're out of town, or you can't be physically by each other, that's what they made FaceTime and Duo for. Let's make it work this year and not really use excuses as to why we probably can't physically be around each other. That's why they got the mail. You can send a gift off, a card off, you know. And if you don't know what to get your significant other, you can always give them money, get them a gift card to their favorite store. Let them go pick out something. You know, Miss Minnie trying to really give y'all ideas, but I want it to be where you still realize and know your partner to the point of where you would know what they would like. Or if it's somebody new, just listen to the things that they have already told you that they like. Or if you follow them on social media and you see certain things that they like, I'm pretty sure you can put two and two together to be creative. Or, as always, Miss Minnie is here with any ideas that you guys may want from me to help, you know, you get your significant other something. My cousin also does a lot of nice crafting things, so I want to shout out Howling Crafts. They do amazing things far as crafts. And I have a couple other people via social media who I can also tag that does really, really nice things, putting together really nice baskets and, you know, chocolate covered strawberries and all these good desserts. So hit Miss Minnie up in my DM, on the page, or on Messenger, you know, for gift ideas. But make sure that you are going in with the right intention. If you already feel as though, like, I shouldn't even buy this motherfucker none, I shouldn't buy this bitch nothing, keep that shit moving. Don't even waste your money. Like, I'm not even gonna hold you. Like, if you feel as though, like, this motherfucker ain't gonna appreciate it, they ain't gonna give a fuck, they ain't getting me nothing, fuck it. Don't even do it. Like, for real. But for stuff to be so reasonable and you could really put some shit together, it's no reason as to why somebody can't get somebody something who they claim they care about. And like I said, it's not materialistically at all. That, you know, it can be far as your presence, you know, a conversation, you know, just your presence and you just being around them, just giving me you, or that person you, not anything that they can see, touch, and that person can be you. You can be what they want or need. So let's maybe start some love connections, start some relationships in February, if that's what you're ready for. But you can't make a motherfucker be ready for what you're ready for. And sometimes us women, and some niggas too, may see potential in a person before we even put a title on some things. We seeing imaginary relationships with them. We already married and having visions of kids and seeing ourselves with certain people. But just hear me out with this. No matter how bad you want to be with a person, that motherfucker got to want you too. And if they don't and they're not ready for that, then you have to respectfully accept that until you both are ready. Because I know, as for me, and I've said this on plenty of shows, like, Miss Minnie be afraid to get into a relationship because people start off good and shit just start changing because all these other outside people have an input on me and you. Or because I may not be good enough, or, you know, they're trying to find this and that wrong with us when you need to just worry about what you're doing. But Miss Minnie always been afraid to get into a relationship due to past hurt. And I don't want to be damaged and drained and upset anymore. I want to be able to live my life happily with myself and be happy with the person I am, to be able to give myself to somebody else. So spreading myself within somebody else to love me, and I love them back. Like, it just has to work in that form of fashion. And I'm wishing you guys the best who's ever seeking love, that you're going in it with the right intentions, and that even with being a friend with someone, that you're even being the right friend. You're calling your friend out on some bullshit, some shit they shouldn't be doing. Not that it may not change anything, but sometimes your voice may help somebody who is close to you because it's coming from you. So keep that in mind as well. But on this Valentine's Day, Miss Minnie loves you guys. You deserve whatever comes your way, whatever God wants you to have. So that's another message. Like, God will give you the things that you want and need in due time. But make sure you're doing it with the right intentions. This Miss Minnie from Relationships 101. Big Chewy, come on and join us, man. Come on in with the conversation. Shout out to everyone. Thank you to everyone that's going to rewind this back and listen to it. Share it with a friend. Tell a family member. I love you guys. Like, this Miss Minnie and I'm ma'am. Happy Valentine's Day, guys. Fuck a Valentine's Day. Cause he don't love me anyway. Ladies, fuck a Valentine's Day. Cause he don't love me anyway. Ladies, fuck a Valentine's Day. Cause he don't love me anyway. But that was dead, because any nigga I fuck with definitely did love me, and that's a motherfucking message. Relationships 101.
Say nothing feels good if I'm not with you.
Say what?
Sick of these dresses and these Jimmy Choo's. Taking them off cause I feel a fool. I don't want no one if I'm not with you.
Y'all niggas soft, man.
I can stay up in the bed all day. Dressed in the bed with something haze. In bed all day. With nothing but the t-shirt on. I got nothing.
Relationships 101.
Relationships 101.
Relationships 101. Relationships 101.
Relationships 101.
Relationships 101.
Relationships 101.
Relationships 101.
Relationships 101.